This is All India Radio. In Spotlight, now we bring you a special program to commemorate 100th edition of Prime Minister's Mann Ki Baat, a revolution in radio.
Hearing Prime Minister Narendra Modi speak on the monthly radio program Mann Ki Baat, a platform where he directly communicates with the people of the country, feels as if he's talking to you extemporaneously. Simple as it may seem, this program has been a powerful tool in enabling Prime Minister Modi to foster an emotional bond with millions of people throughout the country. Through Mann Ki Baat, PM Modi informs, educates, inspires, shares, reminds, urges, and reflects on just about everything that can contribute to nation building. The prestigious program, which was started on the auspicious occasion of Vijayadashmi on October 3, 2014, has completed 98 editions till date. To mark the 100th Mann Ki Baat occasion, All India Radio is launching a unique campaign from today to focus on the transformational impact of the program in India. In the campaign, relevant bites of the Prime Minister from each episode of Mann Ki Baat will be broadcast in bulletins and various programs across All India Radio. The campaign will conclude on April 29th, a day before the momentous 100th episode. Prime Minister Modi has used Mann Ki Baat as a tool to inform people about various initiatives and programs of the government. In a simple yet powerful manner, through Mann Ki Baat, we have witnessed how he educates about the rationale behind those programs, shares early achievements made, cites personal anecdotes and experiences, reminds us of our country's rich history and its great leaders. He also shares small achievements of people in every nook and corner of the country. Through the program, Prime Minister Modi also instills social and civic values, values of caring and sharing, of mutual respect for fellow citizens. Prime Minister Narendra Modi is not only an astute leader with exceptional political acumen, it is a perfect reflection of his inclusive style of governance that he has chosen All India Radio as a medium to connect with the masses. Mann Ki Baat was visualized as a way to bridge the gap between the public and the government and establish a direct link to none other than the Prime Minister himself. In Mann Ki Baat, the Prime Minister addresses the nation, answers individual queries, acknowledges and honors achievements of the common man. This intimate dialogue of the Prime Minister with the entire country has been made possible only because Prime Minister Modi appreciated the wide outreach of radio as a powerful communication medium connecting all Indians on a common platform.
Radio is a simple medium that I will reach far and far, from the poor to the poor, because मेरे देश की ताकत गरीब की झोपड़ी में है, मेरे देश की ताकत गांव में है, मेरे देश की ताकत माताओं बहनों नौजवानों में है, मेरे देश की ताकत किसानों में है। मैं आप ही के भरोसे भारत आगे बढ़ेगा, ये विश्वास व्यक्त करता हूँ। आपकी शक्ति में भरोसा है, इसलिए मुझे भारत के भविष्य में भरोसा है।
मन की बात एक्चुअलाइजेस द प्राइम मिनिस्टर्स वाइड अरे ऑफ नॉलेज and curiosity over new happenings as well. He talks about traditional things like khadi with as much ease as about new technological breakthroughs such as the detection of gravitational waves. In the Mann Ki Baat initiative, gradually over the years, people have now adapted it very quickly to provide ideas, make suggestions and share their views either in writing or through a voice message recorder. Interestingly, the program served everyone in two ways, where not only did people get to learn about the views, beliefs and perspectives of our visionary leader, but the Prime Minister too gets to learn about the pulse of India and slowly made it Jan Jan Ki Baat. Now, various episodes of Mann Ki Baat can be heard anywhere, anytime, in many different regional languages. The Mann Ki Baat program has a strong power of recall which leaves deep footprints in the minds of listeners. Prime Minister Modi highlighted the power of radio, recalling its impact as a source of both news and entertainment, its huge geographical reach, and as a mode of learning language. He even reflected on how radio was used extensively by Mahatma Gandhi during the freedom movement to reach out to people directly. Here, let's listen to a special discussion on October 3, 2014, with Subhash Pushkar and Annapurna Jha on how the Mann Ki Baat is a significant tool of social change and the cornerstone role All India Radio has been playing in it.
How do you view the address or the sharing of the Prime Minister's Mann Ki Baat with the people of the country?
I think it's a very important occasion for All India Radio that it has been recognized. The role of All India Radio and Akashwani has been recognized in the development process. Earlier, the governments used to play lip service and All India Radio was delegated to the background and not given its due place in our entire process, the transformative process which the country is still engaged in. So by engaging the poorest of the poor, which All India Radio reaches, the Prime Minister has really done something which is historic. Because we must recognize that the private channels, the television, A, they don't have the reach, and B, they are not for any altruistic purpose. They are not there for social development. They are not there to further democratize our country. They are there to make money. That's the bottom line. The Jan Prasaran Seva, which we have, the All India Radio and Doordarshan, they have a tremendous role. And that has been recognized. I think there is a kind of the revival of All India Radio should start now. Because it is just not entertainment. It is just not cultural expression. It is socio-economic development which we have to be concerned with. It is with the empowerment of the last man, the poorest of the poor, which we are concerned with. And the Prime Minister, in his, I would say, it's like kind of a start of a dialogue. He has opened up a dialogue with the people. And this dialogue, he is taking up issues which touch the people to the core. He is taking up cleanliness, which is a core issue before the country. He has even taken up khadi, and he has gone to the extent of saying that one in each family can just not become a khadi dhari, but at least pick up one item of khadi and use it. And then he has touched on the specially abled children. I think very important in our media scenario today, there is so much glamorization of the media. There is so much sensationalism, and there is so much trivialization. Radio is a simple medium. And through radio to reach the poorest of the poor in the farthest corners of this country. Now, that is a tremendous recognition of All India Radio.
That is true. Because earlier, what we have seen, even during election campaigning or later on, that Prime Minister is very tech-savvy. He was using social media, he was using Twitter, and he was trying to reach to the youth and the younger generation. But by using this radio as a medium to communicate with the people, he is trying to reach out to the poorest of the poor who don't have access to all these electronic gadgets and the Twitter and all those social media sources. So it's not that he's trying to confine, but he's even invoking Indians. Yeah, this is the time you have to stand up, you have to show your innate strength. Because he, through citing all those stories and all those katha, as you have already said, he is trying to invoke people that it is up to us Indians who have to stand up, because it is every citizen's duty to take up and stand up, and once the person realizes his or her innate strength, then only the person goes forward. And if a single person moves, he is saying 1.2 billion Indians can move forward in one single step. So that is the way the Prime Minister is trying to reach to each and every person of the nation. This is what I feel.
I agree with you, but you know, one thing is that these dialogues, as I said, which the Prime Minister has started now, they should not be seen as a politicization of broadcasting. This is very important, because the autonomy of All India Radio and Doordarshan, which some of us have been fighting for now for more than two decades, now that has to be kept in mind. So I'm very happy that in this entire broadcast today, Mann Ki Baat, there is no kind of electoral politics, there is no adversarial politics, and it is actually the development of the country which has got its rightful place. Because normally what was happening was, the media was being used earlier by the Prime Ministers for projecting a political viewpoint. Now, there cannot be any, with cleanliness, there cannot be any controversy with khadi to reach out the poor. There cannot be any controversy regarding specially abled child, you know, which he talked of. And so any issue which is such, and then the important thing is that how he's touching the people. As far as I know, this has never happened before in our country, that you reach out, the Prime Minister of the country reaches out and he takes in suggestions. He is, I think, being extremely inclusive. So this is something which as broadcasters we must look forward to, because the man at the top is reaching out to the last man. So this is something which I think will send positive waves right through our bureaucracy, right through our the entire socio-political system, because this is very critical. And the other thing is that when he is from day one, I think we have noticed that he has given a special praise to Jan Prasaran Seva, that is All India Radio and Doordarshan. Even on his foreign visits, he has taken only these two agencies with him. I mean, he has taken one private news agency with him, which probably should be discontinued. But whatever it is, these two have been given primacy. Now, this is sending a message that media is not for profiteering, media is for development. Now, this is, I think, a very significant message from the powers that now. This also has been pointed out by the Prime Minister that this country is to be run by all of you. 1.25 crores of people have to be participants in the running of this country. Now, this is public money, and the public money was not given the due. So what I am just trying to say is that this lip service which has been given to the public service broadcasting is now, there's a paradigm change, and we hope it works.
The telecast of Mann Ki Baat on television was an innovation which has helped a radio program acquire life on television. At present, the presence of Mann Ki Baat episodes on social media and the digital media platforms has created a digital footprint and generated digital consciousness for radio. Each Mann Ki Baat episode that the Prime Minister has delivered thus far has been organized flawlessly. There is a team of professionals working behind the scene, scanning inputs from the listeners, developing content for each episode, and weaving it nicely to give it a smooth flow. But the manner in which the Prime Minister delivers his speech suggests his deep personal conviction. Mann Ki Baat can also be said as Prime Minister Narendra Modi's heart-to-heart talk with the citizens of India on All India Radio, where in one of the episodes he urged all the 125 crore citizens of India to promote and support khadi.
अब जब महात्मा गांधी की बात करते हैं तो खादी की बात बहुत स्वाभाविक ध्यान में आती है. आपके परिवार में अनेक प्रकार के वस्त्र होंगे, अनेक प्रकार के फैब्रिक्स होंगे, अनेक कंपनियों के प्रोडक्ट होंगे, क्या उसमें एक खादी का नहीं हो सकता क्या? मैं आपको खादीधारी बनने के लिए नहीं कह रहा हूं, आप पूर्ण खादीधारी होने का व्रत करें ये भी नहीं कह रहा हूं. मैं सिर्फ इतना कहता हूं कि कम से कम एक चीज, भले हैंडकरचीफ हो, भले घर में नहाने का तौलिया हो, भले हो सकता है बेडशीट हो, तकिए का कवर हो, पर्दा हो, कुछ तो भी हो. अगर परिवार में हर प्रकार के फैब्रिक का शौक है, हर प्रकार के कपड़ों का शौक है, तो एक ये भी तो होना चाहिए. और ये मैं इसलिए कह रहा हूं कि अगर आप खादी का वस्त्र खरीदते हैं तो एक गरीब के घर में दिवाली का दिया जलता है.
Mann Ki Baat is already creating an impact the world over. Over 10 million well-to-do families voluntarily gave up LPG gas subsidies for the benefit of the disadvantaged populations lacking access to clean cooking fuel. Also, the sale of khadi, which promotes rural, non-farm employment, increased by a certain multiple just because of Prime Minister Modi's modest appeal to the 125 crore citizens through this program. This shows the power of the initiative. It also goes on to prove that people's thoughts and actions can be conditioned. One can say that the Mann Ki Baat program has been a critical instrument towards the fulfillment of Dr. Ambedkar's dream of social transformation. Mann Ki Baat is a great example of crisp communication, proving the time for long-winded statements is over. Prime Minister Modi uses simple language in radio addresses, gives concrete examples and employs analogies, and the same is proved by witnessing the remarkable response it continuously receives from the people, the mass movement it has inspired, and the profound impact it ingrained in the minds and hearts of every citizen.
You were listening to a special program to commemorate 100th edition of Prime Minister's Mann Ki Baat, A Revolution in Radio. This program was produced and presented by the News Services Division of All India Radio. You can listen to it on a mobile app, News on AIR. This program is also available on our YouTube channel, News on AIR Official. You may email opinion about this program at airnsdtalks @gmail.com.